God bless you all. We do give each and every one a very warm welcome and our service tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a privilege that we can come around the Word of God again and look at the Word of God for salvation and healing and deliverance. We just want to thank God for His goodness, for His mercy. It was great to hear from some of the brethren this morning that our brethren in Arizona is doing really well, Pastor Ron Peterson, and all the fellowship. And we do continue to pray that God will completely bring your brother to full strength and health, and all the brothers and sisters there, that the Lord will indeed raise them up. And we thank God for the good news that they have been recovering. Praise God. We do greet each and every one that's listening in, perhaps on our church page or any other way tonight, whether it's here in the north or south of Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, America, Germany. There's several brethren tuning in Germany. The Lord bless you all. And we trust that God's word will bless you and strengthen you tonight. And we do indeed thank God for the word of God. I want tonight to look at Exodus 15 and verse 26. And I took for a title, Looking at the Word of God for Healing. Now, I think I might have preached this before, but as I came up this evening before it was time to start and wait on the Lord, I just really felt strongly led on this thought tonight. And I want to share with you from the Word of God. Verse 26 of Exodus 15. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, praise God, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let us just bow for a word of prayer this evening. And if you have a need in your home, in your own private, just raise your hand to the Lord. And I'm going to pray for you for the Lord's blessing. Heavenly Father, we just bow before you tonight in Jesus Christ's precious name. And we do come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence by the new and living way, through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, you see the hands raised tonight. You know the needs. I pray, Lord, that you'll meet every need in Jesus' precious name. Touch all those that need your touch tonight. Save the lost. Heal the sick and restore the backslidden. And fill your own people with the joy and blessing of the Lord in Jesus' name. I ask that the Holy Spirit will make your word live this evening. And Lord, I do take the blessed Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Looking at God's word for healing. Now let us look at God's word concerning sickness and infirmity unto the children of Israel en route to the promised land. We see here what God's word said to them. He gave them in this statement one of the redemptive names. I am Jehovah Rapha. Praise God. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. It's one of the seventh redemptive names of God. And God has seven redemptive names. And those of you that study and want to know a little bit more about that, I did preach a sermon about those seven names. You could find it on YouTube or if you go onto YouTube and put in Omega Ministry Banbridge. Also, if you have a Scofield Bible, on page 7 on your footnotes, you will find the seven redemptive names of God. Let me just quickly read you the seven redemptive names of the Lord. Jehovah Shammah, it's translated, the Lord is there or present. Jehovah Shalom is translated, the Lord our peace. Then there's Jehovah Ra, it's translated, the Lord is my shepherd. Then there's Jehovah Jireh, means the Lord will provide. And then Jehovah Nissi means the Lord is our banner or victor or captain. Then you have Jehovah Tsekenu. It's translated, the Lord is our righteousness. I preached about that this morning. The Lord is our righteousness. He becomes our righteousness by bearing our sins on the cross. Therefore, our redemption privilege of receiving the gift of righteousness is an atonement blessing. And the one we're looking at tonight and thinking about tonight, Jehovah Rapha, is translated, I am the Lord that healeth thee, or I am thy physician. Christ, during his exaltation, could no more abandon his office as healer than he could abandon his offices of the other six redemptive names. So we thank the Lord for this redemptive name tonight. I am the Lord. I am Jehovah Rapha. That is, I am the Lord, the great physician or the healer. What a wonderful universal promise regarding physical or mental trouble of any kind this word of God is. There were about 3 million to whom Jehovah gave this promise, and it was meant for every single one of them. And every one of them accepted it personally. The psalmist David tells us so in Psalms 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Isn't that wonderful? Now, let us just for a moment remember his benefits. When we study the Word of God, when we look at the Word of God, which is God's revelation to each and every one of us, showing us God's will. God's Word is God's will, so when we want to know the will of God, we must turn to the Word of God. And we know the Testament is an old English word for will, so when we're reading the Testament, we are reading the will of God. And if we want to know God's will and healing, we don't need to ask somebody's opinion. We need to read and study the Word of God on healing, and we will know the Word of God on healing. Hence the title, Looking at the Word of God. Psalms 103, verse 1 to 3 tells us, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. As long as Jesus Christ will forgive all manner of sins, he will heal all manner of diseases. As long as Jesus Christ is a sin forgiver, he will be a sickness healer. Both sin and sickness are hateful in his sight. He was and is and always will be as willing to heal all the sick as he is to save all the sinful. The benefits which are foretold of Christ coming into the world, says the psalmist David, were salvation to the sinful and healing to the sick. Praise God. Let us just remind ourselves what the Word of God says. Forget not all his benefits. Many have forgotten the benefits of who healeth all thy diseases. Let us never forget those benefits. What God says in his word, who healeth all thy diseases. Some people through false preaching, false teaching, have forgot these true benefits from the word of God, and they've been forgotten today. Man-made ways and ideas instead of the truth shall set you free. Praise God. Let me read you this quotation from a message called The Great Commission. Christ used about 80% of his ministry on divine healing, and drawed his crowds together and showed, and he declared his messiahship, and then called them to repentance. We're trying to run the gospel in the same manner that he was then, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's our theme. So Hebrews 13 and 8 has to be our theme. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now if we look at the word of God concerning healing, we cannot take the word healing out of the Bible. And if we do, it will leave us with very, very little of a Bible. Jesus Christ's ministry was supernatural. The disciples' ministry was supernatural. And we, as true believing Christians, must be a people what are supernatural. And we only can be that if we are led and filled by the Holy Spirit of the Lord. And I do trust and pray this evening that God will fill us, that God will lead us with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let's hear it again. Every promise in the Word of God is a direct revelation to us what God's will is for our lives. So if we want to know God's will, we must read and study the Word of God. He has promised to heal all our diseases. So therefore he can and will heal all our diseases. If he had not said it, then we could not believe it. But he did promise to heal all our diseases, so we must believe it. Take God at his word. Take it as a direct revelation of God's will for you. Act on the word of God on healing, and it will be yours. Praise God. We know the word of God tells us we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And many call Isaiah 53 the fifth gospel. Praise God. Many of the old preachers called Isaiah 53 the fifth gospel. And Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Praise God. Thank God for the wounding of Christ tonight. I showed you last week of the five worst wounds that can be imposed upon a human being. And Jesus Christ received all those five wounds on his body for our healing and for our deliverance. There can be no doubt of the prophet Isaiah's statement, as we see in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8 verse 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise God. If Christ has borne our sicknesses and pains, according to Isaiah 53 verse 4, and if he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses, Matthew 8 verse 17, then that proves that we do not need to bear them. He, being our substitute, has borne them in our place, and so we are set free from them. Praise God. You see how God's word reveals God's will for us. If he had wanted some of us to be sick, then surely Jesus would not have borne yours and mine, or our sicknesses and our diseases for us. If we were to bear them, why would he have borne them? Because in so doing, he would have liberated us from the very thing that he wanted to bear for us. But since Christ could say, lo, I come to do thy will, O God, remember, Jesus was the Word made flesh, John 1 verse 1. So he only could do what the Word did, praise God, for he was the Word. Therefore we have the will of God fully revealed in the Word of God. It's God's will to heal because the word of God says so. By my stripes ye were healed. True faith steps out on the word of God, and the effects of perfect healing are soon manifested when true faith steps out on the word of God. Commanded to heal. Since we are looking under the word of God to receive faith for healing, we would benefit greatly by considering the fact that Jesus Christ was always ready and willing to heal the sick as he was to save the sinful. So many seem to think when they preach healing, you're on the side issue of the word of God. But when you look at the last 3 years of the ministry of Jesus Christ on this earth, he spent most of it healing the sick and casting out devils. We must remember that every person Jesus Christ sent out was commanded to preach the gospel in the same way that Jesus Christ himself would do it. While here on earth, we are commanded to preach the gospel in the same way. Let's look at the commission and some scriptures that Jesus did give to his disciples here on earth. And I know that many people jump in, many theologians and men that class themselves to be something, they jump in these scriptures and they say, but yes, that was only for the disciples. And my answer is, praise God. Because when you take a dictionary and you look up a dictionary, a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ. So therefore, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, this word of God is as much to you as it was for the followers of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago when he gave the commission. It is as much alive, it is as much available today as it was then, because God never changes his mind about his word. It is perfect the first time. He is truly, Hebrews 13 verse 8, the same yesterday, today and forever. Malachi 3 verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Now look at these commissions in Matthew 10 verse 1 and verse 7 and 8. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 7 and 8. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. We know also in Mark 3, verse 14 and 15, he says the same thing about the 12. Also in Mark 6, verse 7 and verse 13, he says the same thing. Now look at Mark 6, verse 7 and 13. And he called on him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and they cast out devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Now we come to the Great Commission in Mark 16, verse 15 and 18. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow the 12. No, it doesn't say that. It says these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise God. That's the word of God. In John 14, verse 12 to 14, these are the words of Jesus Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, so whoever believes on me, that's what he's saying, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater, and we know the original means more, than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is a promise from the word of God from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hence the title, Looking at the Word for Healing. We're not looking at a dictionary or some book. There's good things in lots of books. But the Word of God is more than a book. It is the living, infallible, impregnable Word of the living God. It is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. John 15 and 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. John 16, verse 18. They said, therefore, what is this that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. I tell you, the Lord is never changing. And we know that after Jesus went to heaven, that he told the disciples, a little while the world seeth no more, but ye'll see me. Because he was sending back the Holy Ghost to continue the work. And Jesus said, I'm going away, John 14, to prepare a place for you. But I will come again. Now we know he told them, I will send you another comforter in my name to continue the work. Praise God. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The same commission in which Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, adding that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, also commands us, saying, They, the believers, shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mark 16, verse 15 to 18. It appears to me, as long as it's scriptural to preach water baptism and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, it is also scriptural to lay hands on the sick so that they may recover. Praise God. I want to quote you from a message called A Trial. How can you people say that the apostolic age ceased? Where do you get it? How can a vine come out and bear today and can go out and bear an orange this day and bear a pumpkin? It would have to change its life. And in Malachi, the third chapter, God said, I am God, I change not. What he was then, he is today, and he always was and always will be. Praise God. In other words, God never changes. He remains the same all the time. So if the Lord was a healer and a savior 2,000 years ago, he is still a healer and a savior tonight. In 2020, he's still the same. And if ever we needed a healer, we need a healer today. In the midst of a pandemic, we need the Lord. We need the Lord's protection, and we need the Lord's blessing, and we need the Lord's healing power in all of our lives. Faith is only believing God. Believing God will do what he said to you in his word, what he would do. If you do not know what God said in his word about healing the sick, then that is a reason you cannot have faith for healing. If you don't know what God said, that's fine. But I'm here preaching to you the word of God, showing you from the word of God what God said. And we need to be reading and studying the word of God, not just on salvation, but once you're saved, you need to know the word of God and all the other blessings that God purchased for you. And those seven redemptive names of Jehovah show us clearly all the seventh redemptive blessings God purchased. Praise God. But when you read God's word, God's will, the Bible, then it is easy to believe what he said he would do. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. then since God is willing to heal the sick, then God is willing to heal the sick right now. If God's willing to heal the sick, He's willing to heal the sick tonight. Now. In fact, what God wills to do, He wills to do it today. Rather than some other time, God can do it right now rather than later. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2. For He saith, I have heard thee in an accepted time, and in a day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God can do it today. God can do it now. Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as He was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. They didn't need to go and look to find it, but it was present to heal them. Now you cannot go on emotion, you cannot go on feeling or senses, but you must go on the Word of God. You're not saved because you felt saved or looked saved. You are saved because of what the Bible says in Romans 10 and 9. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you're healed, not because you looked healed or felt healed. You are healed because the Word of God says in Mark 16, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. James 5 tells us, if any sick amongst you, let them pray. Now that's one part of it, that they may be healed. Then it also says, call the elders and anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if they've committed sin, they shall be forgiven, and the Lord will raise them up. Many theologians have tried to reword the will. Now the Bible is God's will. And many have tried to change the writing in the will. But that's dangerous. You cannot reword God's will. But that is a forgery, since no will can be changed after the death of the one who made it. Before leaving this world, Jesus left us a will. We must read the will. At Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ purchased all these benefits for every true believer at the cross. Now, for those that want to reword the will, here is the word of the Lord from Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Do not change or alter the word of God. Amen it. Amen God's word. So be it. But don't change it. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise God. Believe His promise right now. No time is better than right now for God to do for you what He promised. God can do it for you right now. We're going to come and pray as I come to close of the service. I want to thank each one that's made an effort to tune in tonight. I know it's a lovely evening. Perhaps people are away. There's many other services on. But God bless those that's tuned in tonight. And I want to pray as earnestly as numbers should never be considered. For the Lord left the 99 to come after the one lost sheep. And I tell you, the Lord will reach out for the one lost sheep even tonight. Or for the one that needs a touch from the Lord. The Lord loves you and cares for you this evening very much. Now those of you that are sitting in your home, maybe you're in a private spot. Nobody's near you. Nobody can see you this evening. Maybe you're in a car. I don't know where you're tuned in from. But I want you, if you need a touch from Almighty God tonight, and I feel led specifically to pray for healing tonight. That's why I've preached on the Word of God, looking at the Word on healing. Where you are in your own privacy, where you are in your home, I want you to reach your hand forward. You can touch the camera if you want as a point of contact, but I want you to reach your hand forward to your camera this evening, and I'm going to pray a prayer of faith for you that God will touch you where you are tonight by His mighty power. Father, in the name that is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke every infirmity, every spirit of fear, anxiety, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I pray you'll touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, touch that girl in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Minister to each one tonight in Jesus' name. I pray for the children watching in tonight, for the parents at home. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ over every little boy, over every little girl that's representative on our hearts and on our minds tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for all the nurses, all the doctors, all those that's on the forefront of the battle. Protect them. Watch over them. Keep them safe from all the wiles of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. You sent your word and you healed them and you delivered them. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, bless your word to those that heard it tonight, and get thyself all the praise and all the glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Don't forget Wednesday night, 7:30. Tune in. We will be live. And also, we've got a new church building in Tondagee. We will forward more details by the weekend to give the address and the details. But by God's grace, we will be meeting in our new premises in Tondagee, new to us, at the bottom of the town in Tondagee, maybe by this time next week, by the Lord's grace. God bless you all. As a brother Gary takes us out in song, we appreciate our brother during this 5 months. It's been 5 months, this lockdown. We appreciate his faithfulness and his family's faithfulness for with these songs that we could have them, and you could be blessed by the ministry and song and for the word of God tonight. God bless you all as you listen, our brother, this evening. God bless you all.
Wonderful love that is found the way.
my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord across of shame. Love found a way. Oh, praise His holy name. Shall reign. Endless day, earth below, love found a way. Love found a way. So.